Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. A welcome to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary, and a special welcome to those that are tuning in with us online for our online worship. Glad that you chose to worship with us this Sunday, or whenever you're watching the service. I want to start off with this question. Are you someone that enjoys surprises? Does anyone like surprises? A few, yeah. So we got a few people that are into surprises. Probably most people are not so much into surprises. I don't like surprises all that much. Hey, we're throwing you a birthday party for, you know, however old you are, and you get embarrassed. I don't really like surprises all that much. But you know what? We should be excited about surprises because God is filled with surprises for us. In fact, in today's lesson from John chapter 9, there's a surprise. And that is this: the people who you'd think would understand who Jesus is and what God is about, the people that you'd think would have sight, they're blind, the Pharisees. And the person that you'd think would have spiritual blindness, this man born blind, he's the one who actually has sight. It's a surprise. It's also a surprise. What also is a surprise is God's love and forgiveness for us. We come to church filled with sin and filled with those moments that we've missed the mark. The surprise is God loves us and welcomes us and offers his forgiveness. So it is good. We want to be surprised today by God's love for us, as we are each Sunday here at Peace. There are some announcements to share before we begin the service today. The first is that we have some special guests that I want to actually introduce here. Steve and Kathy, they're in the back over here. Steve and Kathy, you can raise your hand here. They are taking a look at our sound system and really our visual system too, audio visual. And so we're really thankful for their being with us and just sitting back and taking in what happens at our service. They're going to give us some pointers. So if we want things to, you know, this is the Sunday that we want things to not go so well. So then they can say, do this, do that, and we can get it fixed. So just be patient with us as we're working on our sound and our visual. We really want to get it accurate. Our online audience has grown and grown and grown, and we really want the service to come through to those people that are listening on the other end. We want to make sure that the people here that are gathered can hear God's word and sing his songs and hear the prayers as well. So that's what's going on. Welcome to Steve and Kathy. Thank you for being here with us this morning. Secondly, invitation for everyone to come to our midweek Lent worship opportunities. We gather this Wednesday at 5 o'clock for soup supper, excellent soup and bread and dessert, and then our worship services here in the sanctuary, a brief service of about 30 minutes to really focus in on God's love and what he has to share with us through the prophet Zechariah. That's this Wednesday. And then the third update is that we are going to keep with the cleanup day at Peace, which is next Saturday, March 25th. But I just like to get, kind of a poll of who's going to go and be here, because we are kind of planning what we're going to do and how much bark we're going to move. If you're going to be here next Saturday at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., please just raise your hand. And yeah, so actually it's... We've got a good showing. We're going to keep with that date, Saturday, March 25th. The really good news is, take a look at the weeds outside. Did you notice the weeds as you came? There are barely any. Lindy Young has weeded much of the property. And so, yeah. Thank you, Lindy. Also, want to give credit to Gary Curtis. He has sprayed the property too, so there are less weeds each year. So that sounds like a small thing. It's really a big thing as we keep our grounds as clean as possible. The last thing to share with you is that we are looking to pick up more people that can bring flowers for our worship services and hosts for fellowship. We have a lot of blanks in our flower chart. Elder Merv Munster is here. Wave your hand. Elder Merv is right there. After service, he's going to be out in the narthex at one of the four-foot tables. He'll be getting names. He'll be interrogating people and saying, you know, please sign up for flowers. So that's what Merv's going to be doing. Really, it's a wonderful way to bless the service, to bring beauty for our gatherings each Sunday. And then fellowship is really an integral part of what we do at Peace as well. All right, today's service is a worship service with Holy Communion. Holy Communion can be received in two ways. One is by taking one of the packages that are on the table here, and you can commune from your pew during that time of communion. Or you can wait for the ushers to come your way and guide you forward to receive communion up at the rail. Just want to make a point about that. Here at Peace Lutheran Church, our teaching on Holy Communion is that we ask that you be baptized and also understand that the body and blood of Jesus is his true body and blood, and that you are a sinner in need of his saving grace. If you can say yes to those things, you're invited to come forward and receive God's forever forgiveness and love. All right, we're going to begin with our service in a special way by asking our choir to come forward to lead us in the Shepherd's Psalm.